Hello.
Hi, Miss Kelly.
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Good evening. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. And we're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
I'm sure. How long is it going to take?
It's approximately about 5 to 7 minutes, sir, honestly. Okay. And let me see right here. And I know it's still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you would vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you would probably not vote?
I usually definitely vote for the presidential, but for the Congress and governor, that's usually 50-50.
Okay. Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, sir, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
2020. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody here, may I ask you your race?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, sir? Make sure that you're over the age of 18.
24.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm moderate.
Okay. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, or a 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from between 0 to 10. How about making college more affordable?
You want where?
More affordable.
10.
Okay. And protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Okay. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve. Like, ain't nothing more he can do.
Somewhat approved, somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly approve?
I somewhat approve.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate some feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, sir. Mr. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, he can get an 80 right now.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress.
Okay, and what about the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA?
FDA, they get a 50.
Thank you. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administrations or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it is important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important is that to you, sir?
Can you repeat that?
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
authorizing, I don't know what that even means, but that doesn't sound like less harmful tobacco products.
Correct.
So I would give that like a 4 or a 3. That doesn't sound too important.
Okay. And educating the public about food safety and diet and nutrition.
10.
What about authorizing prescription medication?
The FDA?
Yes.
No, that's for doctors to do. A 5.
Okay. And what about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
Yeah, for 8.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose this measure?
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, because that sounds like a bad idea, because a lot of people are pretty like hooked on the nicotine part of the cigarette. So, no, I think that there have to be like a program or, like, I don't know. I don't think they can just like try to like sell less nicotine inside of cigarettes, because then people are going to go crazy. So I wouldn't agree with that. That'd be like a 2 or 3.
Would you oppose that, or somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Oh, I would oppose it. I would oppose it.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. No, I don't support that.
You oppose it, or you strongly oppose it, or somewhat oppose it?
I oppose it. Strongly oppose it.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay. And regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be the top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
The other issues more important right now.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus on its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you like between those two, sir?
Prevention and education.
Prevention. Okay. Oh, the first one. Okay. Not a problem. And now I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal governments were to ban the menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you concerned about that? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not at all concerned. That's not like a, I understand that they may lose their jobs, but that stuff is definitely harming people. So if we can figure out a way to like prevent it and get some education out there, so within the next few years we can get it off the street, then yeah. But yeah, hopefully those people have a grace period and warning before their jobs are just cut off.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what about the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? How concerned are you about that? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned. It's like when you're a kid, your parents tell you not to do something, makes you want to do it anymore. There's already illegal marijuana sales going on, legal cocaine, legal all this other stuff. So, yeah, if they were to ban nicotine inside cigarettes, there will be black market cigarette rings going on around here in my community. Specifically.
Okay. So is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not at all concerned, sir?
Very, very concerned.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. And let me see. You said very... All right. And moving up a little bit, sir, right here, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How do you rate that statement, sir?
10.
A 10? You strongly agree? Okay.
Yes.
And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How you feel about that statement, sir?
I agree. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Does that strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree?
I strongly agree, sir.
Okay, so we're almost done here. Thank you for helping me out with this. Now, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How do you feel about that statement, sir?
Strongly agree. 10.
Okay. Strongly agree. 10. Okay. And sometimes over the course of surveys, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Repeat that one more time so I can make sure I heard it correctly.
Sure, not a problem. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
And that's like, well, you're banning it to everyone, basically.
Correct. Would you support that or would you oppose that, sir?
I would oppose it still.
Somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay, sir. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office